All right, we're going to go to the callers. I think we set the table up.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Mike Stone in today. The Godfather joins us, or as we're referring to him, season ticket Stoney.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the Tigers later on today. I want to congratulate you. You've accomplished something incredible. That's all I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
David, hold the ticket text. I want to go straight to the people. Chad in Northville will bat lead off today. Chad, how the hell are you, buddy?
Hey, Mikey, no longer in Northville. I'm in Florida, baby. Glad to lead things off. I have an interesting thing I wanted to share last year when all this came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can actually find a linear connection just with the results, the game results, and you can see exactly when the Connor Stallions thing was really working to a T. And I'll explain it. So Stallions was there for about a year and a half, right? He was there for the 22 season and the first half of the 23 season. You look at the 21 season, Michigan wasn't that dominant. They were very lucky to beat Penn State at Penn State. I think if I remember correctly, we needed some sort of crazy fumble by Penn State.
I want to correct you on one thing. I've seen pictures of him standing next to Don Brown. So he was there longer than that. Just FYI.
Really?
I think he was an intern or something.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just telling you, he was there. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, they said he was employed for 18 months because I looked, when all this came out, I was looking into it. I'm like, okay, when was, and I really tried to figure out when was he there? When was, I think the 22 season is when it was really effective. Because 21, technically, at least as far as his employment, he wasn't there yet. Again, very lucky to beat Penn State. They beat Ohio State by 12, but they didn't blow their doors off, and they looked very average against Georgia. You look at the 22 season, they absolutely crushed Penn State, absolutely crushed Ohio State, and just absolutely crushed everybody. I mean, no one had a chance. They buried and swallowed everybody. And the TCU game, they still probably should have won. It was worked for a couple of JJ pick sixes and tomfoolery at the goal line. Should have won that game.
Hey, unfortunately, as a Michigan fan, Stallion screwed up. He didn't have anybody scout TCU.
Well, hold on. There are two notes on this, right?
Well, whatever it was.
But hold on. If you go to the Michigan State game in 21, the K-9 game, go back and watch where MSU inexplicably went hurry up and Michigan couldn't get lined up right. It didn't make sense at the time, and I'm going, what is Jay Johnson doing? Boop, K-9 again, touchdown. I think teams already had an idea something was fishy.
Well, yeah, and they lost the game that year. So again, but 22 was the year where it was really effective. You can see it. And then 21, everything gets, comes out. They got to fire the guy, and all of a sudden, they look
right.
a little
so
bit
before,
more.
So before, and here's your splits, Chad.
Very lucky to beat Ohio State. And you know what else, Mike? That was not a vintage Bama team by any stretch. You look at Saban's 18
years. No, but I'm not
going to
do that. Chad. Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to take away their credibility for beating Alabama. I'm not going to play that game. Look. They're scumbags. They cheated. You don't need to take away. Did they beat Bama on the square?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Was it Bama's best? I'm not getting into it.
No, they beat Penn State on the square. They beat Washington.
Here's Stallions. Here it is before you hired Connor Stallions. All right? This is an ESPN graphic. 69-24. You scored 33 a game. You gave up about 18. You were beating teams by about two touchdowns. 69-24. After hiring Stallions as an assistant. As an off-field assistant, right? 21-1. Now, you score 7 more points a game. Now you're averaging over 40. You're giving up 6 less a game, and you're beating teams by almost double, beating them by nearly 30 a game.
However,
what gave you an indication, following their cowardice during COVID, what gave you an indication they were about to go 1,000,000-2?
None, but some of those, I think, statistics are, and it's not their, I'm not giving them a benefit of the doubt, as you have pointed out, and rightfully so, their schedule was horrific.
Okay.
And that led to some of that.
I can live with that.
Okay.
Season ticket Stoney. Let's go to Gary. He's on a sell. He's up next. Gary, how are you today?
Okay, Mike. From one horse racing fan to another, all college teams, Urban Meyer set himself on national TV. When Michigan State did miraculously.
Well, where's your phone?
Gary?
Gary, you still there?
Did we lose Gary?
Start all over. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. No, college teams cheat. It's a fact.
All right, hold on. So hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. So if you will allow me, can you give me one other example of a team having a guy in a Halloween costume on someone else's sideline? Just one. That's what I need. You say everybody does it. Let me Google it. Can I find another guy at Scares R Us wearing a costume?
Okay. What happened with Spartan Bob?
It was a good. The guy made it. The guy was a homer. Yes, but it was a split second. Are you going to say that's the same as knowing somebody's plays?
That's how come Michigan State won that game.
Okay. But that has nothing to do with cheating, scandalous, knowing what's going on. Gary. This is the problem, Gary. As a Michigan fan, you're obviously a Michigan fan. Don't come up with this stuff. It makes everybody else look bad. Most of us are not like this.
Does it make Michigan State look bad?
Oh, who cares?
And you know what they did, Gary?
They removed Spartan Bob, and there was a rule that you had to have like a neutral guy operate the clock.
Just wanted to say, I mean,
it's unbelievable.
I can't believe I'm going to partake in the re-adjudicating a game from 23 years ago. But allow me,
Jeff Smoker, come on in.
The Big Ten office said no violation was committed. I hate to break that to you.
Whatever.
Up next, your favorite Jeremy Lasure memories.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's go to Nick on a cell. I can't believe that was real. Hi, Nick. How are you?
TJ Duckett. How are you?
How are you? First time caller, long time listener. So I'm actually I'm an incoming junior at Michigan.
Okay.
So obviously I have some bias as to like being a fan. But in this case, I mean, yeah, we cheated. So, and am I okay with it? Of course. I mean, you can't take away the wins from Bamba and Washington. And even if this investigation goes through with the NCAA, ultimately the CFP is a separate entity anyway. So take everything else. Just let me keep my natty.
I'm with you.
So you want to get it over now versus many Michigan fans. And the laugher is, I mean, Nick, a lot of Michigan fans don't realize what fighting this is. Go ahead. I dare you to sue. I dare you to go to court and we get to discovery. I dare you.
No, it's beyond me because, I mean, just saying like our law program is pretty good. So there's a lot of Michigan or people that go to Michigan even for law school that, I mean, going to discovery or something like that, they should know. Jamie's got to turn over his phone. It doesn't matter. He ran to L.A. Like it's worse to fight this, even though the NCAA has, like, a reputation for losing cases.
Yeah, and they're losers, too. And, Nick, here's the reality, and I know Michigan fans don't want to hear this, but if Harbaugh really cared about this school the way you think he did, he wouldn't have left it like this. And he wouldn't have done this whole thumb in his nose at the NCAA. All he's done is ratchet it up. So the bottom, I'm with Nick in this regard. If Harbaugh was innocent, or even if he's not, if he didn't want to put the program in the crosshairs, cooperate. Yeah, be done with it.
And he wouldn't have taken half his staff with him.
Well, look, I mean, you had seven coaches in total in violation.
I know.
You got the guy who's now running the program, who sure looks like he's in violation, and he's a multi-time offender. Yeah, I mean, what was it? 58 total games scouted. Mm-hmm. You got a lunatic with a budget. Hey, anyone going to ask Blake Corm about the LLC again? Oh, my lawyers are going to take care of it, are they now? Like, again, it's just all nonsense. And it takes away from the fact they were a really good football team regardless.
Yes.
But they are Barry Bonds. So why the hell should any sports fan who doesn't walk around in their Michigan pleather, why should any sports fan not treat them like Barry Bonds? Like an absolute cheat? Well, the answer is they shouldn't. I don't control what happens. No. I don't think anything of nothing that's going to happen would satisfy me, except I got the only thing I wanted. I get to laugh because your title's a joke. It was one of the biggest cheating scandals you've ever seen. That's crazy. Crazy. What the NCAA does, I don't control. I don't even know what they can do. They're such boners.
I won't say the Natty's a joke because of who they beat after that stuff was discovered.
That's fine.
That's my take.
Mike, that is not even a battle I'm interested in fighting.
I know.
It's just the whole idea of 3 years of it, Mike. You got some of the players you got because of the success you had leading up to what you did. It's an all. By the way, I am still talking about the sign-stealing scandal, not the recruiting violations. Like, it just is like it's all of it. This idea that three games unwinds 35 games. I'm sorry, it doesn't. Not for those of us that are not in the cult. David, is that fair? You're nodding your head. We okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, I love you too. You want to do a little football momentarily?
Sure.
Let's just touch the table a little football. We got a lot to cover today. Michigan will be a big part of it.